Greetings. Welcome to the Bodie Bridge Music Podcast. This is number 4 for those of you who are counting. Today we're going to do something a little different than we usually do. We're going to do an in-studio interview with an artist and listen to some music. This is going to be kind of an interesting retrospective with Bodie Bridge artist known as Jam Gong, but in past years and is still known as Auto Control. Those are the AKAs of musician Bill Yolitolo. His kind of cycle from playing gamelan music through the punk 80s and 90s and free music and all that kind of stuff, and then his transition back into playing gamelan music and doing work with Jam Gong. Enjoy. Tell us about Auto Control.
Auto Control is a persona that I came up with when I was a radio disc jockey in Madison, Wisconsin, back in the late 70s. My real name, Bill Yolitolo, didn't work so well as a radio name, and in my lifestyle, I was a little bit more out of control, so I came up with the name and the persona, and it has stuck with me since 1977.
And now we're going to hear two cuts from Otto's 1980 record, Learn Greek in Greece. First, we're going to hear Engine Rebuild, and then No Mistakes.
Situations, economic ruin, fascist priests, and starvation. I don't have enough time to wallow in guilt. I just want to get my Chevy's engine rebuilt. Don't you get my address anyway and send me mean letters? You tell me I'm a prick and that I hurt your feelings. What about the way I feel? You think I was ice? Either get yourself away from me or else try being nice. A slap in the face, the monster's destroyed. I'm just a disgrace, and you're just annoyed. Well, maybe the scars won't look too bad. We'll be right back.
I went by the name Auto Control in my early punk and new wave bands, like the Appliances in New York, when I played with the Swollen Monkeys and got as my co-pilot and Artless. I was known as Auto Control.
Perfection, no mistakes, a good reception, good response, smooth ride, nice styling, and good mileage. Life is rough, the job's a bummer, no vacation till next summer. Have some beers and watch some tube and get a suntan. 40 hours weekly spent on the payments and the rent. Once you pay them off, will there be more to wish for? Why, you're being lured in, and not a punishment for sin, just a way of life that creeps up and just happens. Attention, just go on with your own life, it's not their problem. You don't know how to act, but you do know you're supposed to. You don't know where to go, but you might have to. You know just what to say, but can't seem to find the words to. Go ahead and go away if that's what you want. In a rut from lines and numbers, big hand is always pressing down on you, but what's so bad about a good time? Teacher's a joke, phone bills high and car is broke. Yeah, things look pretty bad, but you won't cry. You've got records by the stacks and a brand new Betamax. Life is good when you've got something to go home to. 40 hours weekly spent on the payments and the rent. Once you pay them off, will there be more to wish for? Why, you're being lowered in, not a punishment for sin, just a way of life that creeps up and just happens.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of that your evolution from, I guess it was Gamelon when you were in college, and then through the whole punk and no wave music that you did as Auto Control, and then the evolution through the 80s and 90s to the music that you're doing now, which is back to traditional Gamelon, and then with Jam Gong, non-traditional Gamelon. Can you talk a little bit about that evolution or cycle back to Gamelon music?
Yes, I started my study of Javanese Gamelon at the University of Wisconsin back in 1978, and I was playing bass in the Madison band called The Appliances, and the synthesizer player, whose name is Bill Feeney, suggested that I try playing Javanese Gamelon in the ensemble at the UW in Madison, and I gave it a try and played for one summer and two semesters and another summer. And at that point, I moved out to Woodstock, New York, to be a student at the Creative Music Studio, where I would be studying jazz and improvisation and world music. The sessions in Woodstock at CMS at that time were Don Cherry's 5-week-long world music session, and then Roscoe Mitchell, who was also my saxophone teacher in Madison, he taught a 5-week session in composition. So I went from playing, you know, studying with Roscoe in Madison, playing with The Appliances, and playing in the University Gamelon Ensemble to a whole new musical world in Woodstock. And I ended up really liking Woodstock and relocated from Madison, and after a year in Woodstock, ended up in the East Village in New York City.
So what was New York like at that time? What were some of your influences on that Ghost Boy record, some of which we're going to hear on this podcast?
Well, right before I moved to New York, living in Madison, I was listening a lot to a record called No New York, which had been produced by Brian Eno, and it represented the so-called no wave sound, several bands in the East Village. One that I particularly liked was The Contortions, which featured my fellow Wisconsinite Jimmy Siegfried, also known as James White or James Chance, another guy with a lot of AKAs. And he had a couple of groups, James White and the Blacks and The Contortions, and some called it punk funk or punk jazz, but he was really into James Brown and used James Brown rhythms with the rhythm section and the rest of the band. And then he played kind of wild, honking, screeching free jazz sax and had a wild vocal delivery over those James Brown rhythms. And I found that band very appealing. There was also Teenage Jesus and the Jerks featuring Lydia Lunch, and she was in some ways an inspiration for my guitar playing. She had a very unique guitar style.
They said that was all that they knew about the man. Fuck Your mama say, I don't care today. I don't care what your daddy say, I don't care no way. I don't care what your brother say, I don't care today. I'm gonna see you anyway, I don't care today. They know I'm gonna see you anyway. Say, I don't care today. I don't care what your daddy say, I don't care no way. I don't care what your brother say, I don't care today. I'm gonna see you anyway, I don't care today. I'm gonna care, I'm gonna care.
Thank you.
So I ended up living in Woodstock, New York. I bought a house in 1987, actually in Willow, New York, in the township of Woodstock. And after about 7 years in New York City, and it was a very different life. And one of the first things that happened, I think 1988, I was invited to join the Woodstock community gamelan, which is a Balinese gong kebyar. That's the style of gamelan music we play, called Giri Makar. And we were based at the Woodstock Chimes Factory, which is run by Gary Kvisted. In 88, I started with Giri Makar and played for about 4 or 5 years, and then we lost our rehearsal space at the Chimes Factory and took a break for a couple of years. And then we ended up, the instruments were relocated and the whole program were relocated to Bard College, where we have been for 18 years, and we have a great deal with the college. The college pays for a Balinese teacher who comes up from his home in Washington, D.C. every Monday when school's in session. And we provide the instruments. Bard provides the rehearsal space. Our teacher, Nyoman Swadin, invited me to visit his family when he was in Bali. That was the summer of 1999. I've been to Bali 5 times now, and each time I do more study and bring back more instruments. So now I have one set of instruments of my own at Bard College and one at the Manus School of Music in New York City, at the new school where I'm teaching a Balinese class. I brought most of these Balinese instruments into a recording studio with my friend Tom Newton in Woodstock. And over the course of about 8 months, we recorded an album he engineered, and I composed the music and played all the instruments multi-tracking with no sequencers or MIDI, just playing everything in real time, but going track by track. And I created, along with the engineer Tom, this full CD of 9 compositions in a Balinese style, but a fusion, because I used a Moog synthesizer and some baritone sax and some piccolo. And that record is called Jam Gong, which is also the name of my own gamelan group, which is performing around the Hudson Valley these days. And Brian, you've performed several times.
I'm a jam gonger.
With jam gong, playing percussion. So I'm now, this is sort of my main focus musically, is my, I don't really love the word fusion, but the hybrid music that I make with my friends using instruments from Bali along with Western instruments.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian, for inviting me to this Bodie Bridge podcast series. And again, I am Bill Ulitolo, also known as Jam Gong. My gamelan group also goes by that name. And in the early 80s, late 70s, I was known as Auto Control, and I had a record deal with a small company in Munich called Haschplatten, and they released a 12-inch 45 of the Learn Greek in Greece 7-inch EP, which I released myself on my own Control Records label. And they also released the split LP. I did a split LP with myself, Auto Control on one side, and my power trio Faceless, which featured James Quinlan Sr. on the electric bass, and Rick Tarantelli, also known as Bongo Rick, also known as Tranch, on the drums and percussion. And Brian, you played a little bit of talking drum and percussion on that album back in 1981 or 82. Came down to the studio in New York.
That was a long time ago, but it seems like yesterday. I want to thank Auto Control, Bill Ulitolo, for being with us today and going over that history. I wanted to run down really quickly what you heard under the show and above the show. Under the opening, you heard from Jam Gong, Krishna's Bounce and Empty Temple. From Auto Control, the Learn Greek in Greece record, you heard Engine Rebuild and No Mistakes. You heard a little section of a piece called Bali Heart from Jam Gong. From 1983, we had from the double record of Auto Control and Faceless, we had Young with a Bullet and Man with a Flashlight. After that, we had I'm Gonna Care and Ghost Boy. Those are all from that record on Haschplatten Records. You heard a little bit more of Bali Heart. And then from the Bodie Bridge music release, we had Rimbong's Clock, Wayang Goyang, and Bali Bung, all from Jam Gong. Thanks so much to Bill Ulitolo for joining us today. For more information about Jam Gong or other Bodie Bridge artists, you can go to www.bodiebridgemusic.bandcamp.com. Thanks again for joining us. You can get in touch with us through the Bandcamp site, through Podomatic, and you can also email us at bodiebridgemusic@gmail.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.